Robert Cochran and Suzanne McCrae, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
So your book surveys films that depicted Arkansas from the very beginnings of the motion picture industry to more modern films. What have you noticed about how the state has been depicted over that time? How have things changed?
There are a lot of films that really project Arkansas in the stereotypical way, hillbilly kind of thing that most Arkansans now really object to.
And then if you jump all the way to the closer to the present, you certainly get a much more nuanced picture of the state in a film like Mud. It really helps, I think, when the directors, there's one place where we say this in the book, that we're sympathetic to the idea that there should almost be a requirement that if you're going to direct a film that has an Arkansas setting, you ought to have some kind of familiarity with the state.
So that someone like Jeff Nichols can show families in Arkansas without reducing them to some sort of unintelligent, unthinking hillbilly figure.
I understand that you had to screen over 200 movies when researching this book. Could you describe how you wrote the book? What was your process like?
It was fun.
Yeah, we had a great time doing this. It began, of course, as a catalog for an exhibit at the Old State House. So we anchored our book. We went beyond the edges of the exhibit, but we anchored our book in that exhibit. And we visited the exhibit repeatedly. We tried to make sure that any figure or film that showed up in that exhibit was also at least touched upon in our book. And then it was just fun, like Suzanne said. We sat at home, most of the time just the two of us. Sometimes we had guests. And we, you know, popped some corn and we watched these films and talked with each other. And then we divided up the labor. And there's nothing in the book that either one of us was completely appalled by.
I'm sure some of the more obscure ones were hard to track down.
Some were hard to track down. And there were some that were impossible to find. There was a film called Wonder Valley that people that we talked to had memories of seeing. But we were completely unable to locate a copy. That would be the most frustrating extreme.
You write that the story of the natural state's role in the nation's film entertainment mecca is a tangled, compelling tale full of surprises. Recent years have been spectacularly fruitful, but Arkansas has been, from territorial times, a place of mythic resonance, and Hollywood was sure to come calling. What about Arkansas lent it a mythic resonance in the movies?
I think that some of the early films, of course, Arkansas is a part of the South. There's some things that occurred there that give it a kind of mythic quality. So when you get King Vidor coming into our state and doing a movie about African Americans and only having African American actors in his film and really celebrating that life, it's a dated film, and there are things in that film that are very offensive, but for its time, it was very innovative, both from a technological point of view, from a filming point of view, and just from a sense of these are people with a struggle of their own, and that struggle matters. And then you end up with someone like Jeff Nichols, who really takes images out of the South and says, you know, here's what we're dealing with, here's how the people who live here, they're not the folk. They're people who live here with real dreams, and here's how they're attempting to realize those dreams.
What other Arkansans who had an impact in Hollywood do you feel are underappreciated?
I would certainly add Ray McKinnon and his wife, Lisa Blunt. I think they're spectacular in the work they do. Crystal is just a really fine movie. And one of our absolute favorites is The Accountant. Ray McKinnon is the accountant, a kind of satanic figure, if you can imagine, who comes up with all kinds of solutions to help a family save their farm, and none of them are good. So I think they were a dynamo couple and really made a difference in some of the films they did.
All right. Robert Cochran and Suzanne McCrae, co-authors of Lights, Camera, Arkansas, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Hey, it was a pleasure. Thanks.
That's great.